Podcast of Melting Butter.
I'm not talking after that.
You are talking after that great introduction. That was amazing. So it's 4th of July. First podcast. Went and bought a Mac today. Sunk almost all my money into it.
That almost cried.
I cried a lot of times, actually.
Had to cry on top of the Best Buy employee.
And you bought a DVD. Louie. You bought, well, season one.
And two.
And
season one and two.
You're $34 and you're freaking out. I dropped $1,200.
It's all about respect or perspective, though. You have money.
Well, I used to have money until I just gave it to, I don't know who it goes to now since Jobs is dead. I got a clue.
Just think, you could be doing this on a $300 computer just as easy.
No, I'm doing GarageBand. That is the way to go, my friends. There's a little, put a little plug in there. Maybe we can get GarageBand sponsorship, maybe. It is our first podcast. That's true. I'm expecting us to go far. I'm going to take down, what's his name? What's Smith? What's her?
Spodcast.
Smod. What? Smodcast. I'm taking them down.
You're going to take down this
American Taking them
life.
Down. Going to replace them.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yep. You need to talk louder. You're too far away. I don't like it. You need to be
you
up.
You can turn me up.
I can't. We're on the same thing. We don't have separate mics. We're not that high tech yet.
We're already doing this wrong.
No. We're just doing it cheaply.
We've already blown it.
I've spent $1,300, $1,200, whatever. A lot.
On this.
And it's already cheap. It's cheap. Shut up. It's beautiful. Look how it lights up. It's gorgeous. I don't know. What are we going to do with this podcast, Zima? What kind of stuff are we going to talk about?
We really need an actual plan for this.
We do. We could let the viewers decide what you want us to talk to.
We can let you decide?
No. We're going to have viewers, Zima. We're going to have Facebook. We're going to have message boards.
It's going to be just as big as that last
CNN. CNN's going to want us. I'm telling you. They're already calling. I can feel it.
Do you think we could get Anderson Cooper on?
Oh, yeah. He's gay. I'll rub him.
I just like his eyes.
I mean, his hair is awesome, too.
Pretty eyes, great hair.
Wild Turkey 101. Just shots. Don't. Last night, mistake. I don't even know where to go from there.
I don't know how the good old boys do it.
I don't think they do. I think they're lying and they're really just drinking Cosmos.
I've drank much more than that before and been better off.
You were sick. I took a stomach pill, so I think that's what saved me.
I still can't swallow.
Well, shucks. It was horrible. It was disgusting. I don't remember going out. Like, I remember kind of going outside, but then I don't.
I don't know. I just remember at one point we started playing music and singing, probably way too loudly, too.
We did?
I played Secret Lives Against Me. Played that Hit Somebody song, and you didn't seem to care.
Yeah, but that's because I was too drunk. One song that you played, Streetlight Manifesto.
Point Counterpoint.
Yeah, that song.
It's been about 5 years since their last album.
I thought you said that they were...
They're working on one, but that can... For them, that, you know, it takes 8 years.
So I'm thinking we could do a little comedy. We're not really funny at all, actually. We could talk. We love sports. NFL. Oh. NFL.
I can talk hockey. And
you can do hockey, but we'll lose half the viewers then. Basketball.
So you're going to walk away?
College basketball, college football.
Oh.
Golf. Even golf. I like golf.
Well, only when Tiger's doing well, then.
Yeah.
No
but other than, well, I mean, yeah.
Phil. I like Phil.
Phil's cool. I don't know. His commercials annoy me, though.
Okay,
I'm going to kill you.
I've got too many distractions.
I'm sorry.
We should do this in a dark room.
No.
The lights off so I don't have to look at you. and you don't have to look at me.
Your OCD, something could be wrong.
Like, the lines on the screen are driving me nuts. So I'm like, who said something that loud?
It was, I don't know, that was probably me yelling at you. I don't know. Jumps.
Okay.
So, yeah, sports, racing. I might lose everyone, but racing I could talk 600 hours on.
You could talk racing. I could talk
hockey. You could talk mostly basketball. Me and you both football.
Yeah, oh, football. Most of them will probably just be about football, especially with the season coming up.
Especially Cam Newton, Carolina Panthers, Super Bowl. That's all I'm saying right now.
Did you see his new shirt that said Ham?
No.
It says Ham. I'm not joking.
His shirt just says Ham?
Like, I think,
H-A-M?
I'm not hip enough to know, but Ham evidently is boobs. Ham evidently is, like, hamming it up is a good thing in sports, so.
Hamming it up, he's too good. See, now he's just...
He's getting cocky already.
No, he's not getting cocky. He just knows people follow him, so he could put a ham on his shirt. People are like, oh my god. Yes, ham.
Ham.
We need it.
Well, he has
ham,
like...
ham. It's perfect.
No, it's not.
But yeah, so... Super Bowl. Carolina Panthers. This year.
This year?
Well, that's next year. Whatever.
Well...
This season coming up. Champions. I'm telling you. Steve Smith's playing the best he's ever played. Cam Newton. Pff, come on.
What if he has a sophomore slump? Are you worried about the sophomore slump?
No. There's no sophomore slump especially when you got Cam Newton.
Because he set the bar so high. Most rookies don't set it that high. So he's got a higher bar to reach.
You can only go up. You can only...
Can
down. No.
You can go down.
Jake DeLome can go down. Cam Newton can go up.
People know about Jake DeLome.
Believe me, they will because of how much fun everyone made of him. But...
I'm telling you,
Jacksonville fan.
We probably are like the two rarest fans in football, like a Panthers and a Jaguars fan.
It's... Like, it's un... I don't... Wait,
and usually it's Cowboys or Packers,
Steelers, Bears. Never.
Oh, God.
Ever talk to me about the Bears. Ever. For some reason, I have a hatred.
I don't know what you'd do if Chicago beat Carolina in the playoffs.
I would blow up. No, I'm not going to say this on podcast.
No.
Just let it be known. I hate them. Period. End of discussion. Never bring it up to me at all. Ever.
So, who's your favorite player in Chicago?
You can go die right now.
Okay. NFL, who's your team to watch outside of our own favorites?
Outside of our own favorites, team to watch. I don't want to be crazy. I'm going to go ahead and say the Broncos.
It's not that crazy. Peyton Manning.
Hey, I'm thinking if he plays good.
Huge improvement from Tebow, quarterback-wise.
And then another thing, Jets are going to be interesting to watch. I want to see what they're going to do with Sanchez and Tebow. The fireworks are very distracting.
The fireworks are distracting people. They're very distracting. Okay.
It sounds like a cat literally
it
getting squashed.
It sounds like that cat is...
But yeah, Sanchez...
I think Sanchez is going to be out.
I could see Sanchez sucking.
Week three.
Go ahead and get Tebow in.
This is going to be... Poor Tebow is going to become a stopgap so you can have him in 1 year till they draft someone else next. Or... sign somebody.
But Tebow's good. I don't understand
why.
He's a good
player. He's not a great quarterback.
I don't understand.
Well,
they were impatient.
They're going to use him as a punt blocker and a running back on the Jets.
I don't trust it at all.
Yeah, but it is an interesting theory. You look back there and Tebow's sitting back there. If they snap the ball to him, he can throw it.
Throw it or run. But I mean, come on. So can Cam Newton.
Why'd you have to bring it back to Cam Newton?
Because he's amazing. Sorry. Okay, you. Who's your team to watch?
I want to say two. One from the NFC and one from the AFC.
Why can't I say? Never
I didn't
mind.
Say you
I'm just. I'm just. I'm,
you just
go
don't
ahead.
Think.
Go
you
ahead.
Don't think. You don't think.
You just said one team.
Detroit Lions.
Oh.
If they can stay out of jail.
Oh, God.
If they can stay out of jail, which is probably not likely. And from the AFC, I'm going to say, let's see.
That's a lot of thinking going on.
I have to edit this because I didn't have an AFC team.
I mean,
Broncos would probably be good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say the Bills. The Bills improved a lot.
The Bills? Who did they even draft? Were they even at the draft? Remember, I don't think the Bills even drafted
anyone.
Remember,
they signed Mario Williams, a big free agent. Biggest free agent.
Bills.
That defense is going to be scary for quarterbacks. I don't know how their offense will be.
Their offense is going to suck.
Who is their quarterback? Fitzgerald?
Fitzgerald?
No, Fitzpat.
I thought it was, I don't know. Anyways, it's the Bills. It's not important. They suck.
I'm telling you.
Our facts are so good. We're going to have to buy another computer just to have other people's names.
Yeah, if only we had another computer right next to it.
I mean, we do, but Roller Coaster Tycoon's on it right now for some ungodly reason.
Name it, why don't you? I mean, read it my
so,
name.
So, okay, you got the Bills, and whose other team is
Lions.
Saying? Lions. For some.
I mean, I don't think the Bills... The Bills will be in the playoffs as a wild card team. I'm predicting that. But they won't make it past the
first round. That's deep. I cannot wait to laugh at you when we rehear this.
The Lions will probably win. No, not win their division. The Packers.
Nope.
Lions will be second, definitely. Make it in as wild card.
Okay. Who's going to be the worst?
The worst team?
Who's going to be so bad this year?
I could see this being an awful season for the Jets.
Ooh. That was not what I was expecting. I was going to throw down Saints. They've got too much crap going on. Drew Brees, I don't think he's happy still.
But he's going to be back, it looks like.
Well, I mean, he'll probably be back, but still, it's going to be bad. But
they're going to be missing half their defense.
Saints, worst year ever. Ever.
Ever?
Ever.
So you're predicting them to go 0-16?
I'm predicting them
to go 0-16. Drew Brees alone would win you at least 3 games.
Drew Brees is going to ice them. It's over.
I'm going to say...
You already said, though. You said the Jets.
I said I could see them being bad, not the worst team. The worst team, I think the Dolphins are going to have a rough year.
Yeah, Dolphins, yeah. They haven't had a good year in years, though.
Gerard's going to be their quarterback.
When did that happen?
He signed there months ago.
Gerard? Really?
And he's beating Matt Moore. You remember Matt Moore?
Our hero. Hey, he did do good for like 8 games in the Panthers. For some reason, he did good. I don't understand it.
It's because no one had tape on him.
That's true.
And you just started. No one's got that tape to research.
Matt Moore who? So, Gerard's going back to Florida.
He never really left.
Well, that's
true. Got a chance to leave.
Well, who knows? Maybe he could turn it around.
I mean, the guy's a good guy. Even though he only had one good year in Jacksonville.
Doesn't mean crap if he's a good guy, though.
No. Not at all.
Just depends on how you throw the ball. What sucks for Detroit, they don't have any good guys, and none of them know how to throw a ball or hold a ball. Or
Stafford?
Dude, shush! Stafford, he's white. End of discussion.
I'm not going there.
I mean,
Stafford,
I'm just saying.
Stafford is a hell of a quarterback.
Yeah, but he's good, but he keeps getting hurt.
Stayed healthy last year.
I mean, if you could call him sucking, staying healthy, just whatever.
I think he had the second most touchdowns on Drew Brees. Touchdowns, Brees, Rodgers, and Stafford. Yeah, touchdowns.
Where was Tom Brady 4th? Wow, Tony Romo was 5th.
Newton was tied for 11th,
Cam
which
Newton.
Is not bad for a rookie.
Yeah, Cam Newton 11th.
Oh, Gabs. Oh, wow, Gabbert and Tebow tied. Proud of you, Gabs.
That's painful.
He's going to be better this year.
Now, who was the guy that started first?
For...
Jacksonville this year. Last year.
Luke McCown started for
Luke.
A game and a half.
That's right.
He played well the first game, then the
second
against the Jets. He threw five interceptions. I think.
It was a lot. I thought it was like 6.
I don't think they had any plans to start Gabbert at all last year. But
they just threw him in.
And then
he just... That probably
that
was like the worst game for his self-esteem ever.
He wasn't ready. Cam Newton was a freak, and Dalton had played in a pro system all his life. But Gabbert wasn't ready, so.
He just got tossed in there like a kitten. Meow. Yeah. Another thing, I love kittens.
Your hair had quite a few meows during the show.
And clucks. I cluck like a chicken. It's a tick. It's a horrible tick. I don't understand it.
Some people have Tourette's. He has a chicken.
I don't get it. I would much rather yell cuss words. But
no,
I don't.
Chicken.
Yeah, chicken
the
is
chicken
fun.
Is entertaining.
It's pretty entertaining. Kind of impressed with this, Mac. You got to pay to play, though.
Yeah.
And plus, like you said, every movie, you just see that you just see that look up. The camera comes up, it's
like,
coming, and then you just see that like that cute girl sitting there on her laptop, and it's got the Apple icon right
let's
there.
Let's be honest, the movies where you see something other than Apple aren't as good.
No, hell no. They suck.
I mean,
if it's got a Mac in it, by God, it's amazing pretty much.
Yeah.
Spider-Man didn't have a Mac in it, though.
No, that's where I was going next. Yep. We saw Spider-Man last night. The Amazing Spider-Man. We saw it in 3D.
And, like you even said, it wasn't bad seeing the first story told again. The first part. The origin.
A lot of people were upset because the origin again. We just saw that not 10 years ago, but I thought it was done well.
It was done very well.
I think it would have been a little awkward just dropping him in there after that.
Yeah, you couldn't have done that. It had to be redone.
Well, see, the thing was, Sony was originally going to do Spider-Man 4, and then they dropped that idea and we just did this.
Huh.
So, originally that was supposed to be Spider-Man 4. I don't think Toby was going to return.
That's intriguing.
Garfield
did
great,
good.
Great Spider-Man. Great Peter Parker.
Yeah. You can definitely tell, the effects itself. We saw it in 3D. The effects for 3D were awesome.
And I'm usually not a 3D guy, but they're good.
I mean, and they didn't overuse it.
No.
And they didn't underuse it. It was good.
If the glasses were more comfortable.
Yeah, the theater's got to work on that, but, that's a different topic. Okay. But yeah, Spider-Man was good. Emma Stone.
Beautiful.
Amazing.
Beautiful.
They did a wonderful job picking her. And I even read where she was actually going to turn down that role.
Wow.
Yeah. I was on Yahoo the other day saying that she didn't even want to do it.
I wonder what changed her. Well, we know what changed
Garfield changed her plan. I mean, God, that dude was ripped. He was even just shutting his locker, he was just muscle. It's amazing.
That's what happens when you work out.
It does. We never work out. Ever.
We need to.
Literally behind me, there's an older style Bowflex machine and a treadmill.
I think they're clucking.
We are probably the most out of shape people.
This is why it's not a video podcast.
Exactly, which we could do one very easily. But no. Just no. God, no.
No.
Never at all.
I'm leaning away from the computer in case he has it on and isn't telling me.
Nope. You'd tell, because it's got a cool little green light. Yep, sure does. So, Spider-Man. Oh, and we saw Ted. Ted's a little bit later. A lot of people's heard stuff about Ted. What do you got?
First, we're going to do a system, though, when we see movies. 5 stars. How many out of 5 stars would you give it? You can go halves.
Which one are we doing first, Ted or Spider-Man?
Spider-Man.
Okay, Spider-Man. I'll probably give it a 3.
I'm going to give it 3.5.
To be honest,
it's unfortunate for it because it's between the Avengers and the Dark Knight Rises.
And literally, it's just like a little, it's like a cat toy hanging in front of you to the Dark Knight.
It's kind of a nice movie that's in between it. You can kind of shut your brain off, go watch, and have fun.
Something to keep the nerds happy. I'm a nerd.
Around me.
I'm a nerd. Kind of. It just gave them something to go see.
Something to just shut your brain off and watch it. Have fun.
And the theater, I'm telling you, if you got kids, don't.
Kids under 6 should not be in a movie theater.
No.
Unless it's a G movie.
But theaters should probably look into maybe having a family-only type theater. Like a little different side. Because I'm telling you, we had probably, there was 8 kids in front of us, probably ages.
They were all 6 to 2.
Yeah, they were 2 to 6.
Wow.
Your OCD should have picked that up, Zama.
Shut up.
Okay. But they were literally, so every time something cool 3D happened, they were, oh my God, wow. And they were not.
They weren't as mad as I thought of.
No.
When I see 8 kids walking up towards me in a theater, I just figure, well, I'm not going to catch this movie.
Yeah. And literally, they sat in the front. We were in the very back. And they, of course, found us and sat right in front of us.
Yeah. Like magnets.
It was horrible. And the parents had like 4 bowl, I don't know, 4 things of popcorn.
That trip had to cost them $150.
Easily. Because movies are so expensive. Popcorn is ridiculous. Drinks had candy. I don't know how they did it.
Candy.
So, I got 3 stars. You got 3.5.
Yeah.
It was good. But it's just nowhere near the magnitude of the Avengers.
Yeah.
Or the Dark Knight. I wish, though, this one, they made, had it light, happy. I mean, it was good. I want a darker one.
I'm going to argue with you on that.
Why?
Yes,
look at the Dark Knight.
That's the one I'm going to argue with.
Okay.
That works for Batman. Batman is a dark character.
Well, yeah.
Spider-Man is a guy bitten by a spider.
And he's a nerd.
Batman's parents were killed. One should be a lot darker to me.
So was Peter's uncle. He was killed.
Uncle.
Yeah.
Batman's parents were killed in front of him.
And, I mean, in this movie, they portray that Peter's parents were killed.
Did they?
Yeah. Plane crash. Don't you remember the...
Oh, I thought they said they were just missing.
No, it was a news clip about a plane crash.
Oh, that's right. That's
there
right,
you
that's
go.
Right.
There you go.
Just how much attention
but,
I was paying.
I don't... Exactly.
Probably one of the moments where those people next to us were talking.
Now, when I say dark, I don't mean, like... I'm not talking about visual.
I'm Spider-Man.
No, I don't want that. I want it to be a little more sick and twisted.
Well, if they ever introduce Carnage, it will be.
And I want to see more of Emma Stone.
Oh, well.
Bathing suit, maybe. Oh, it was amazing. Okay, so, Ted.
There goes Emma's restraining order.
Yeah, I know. So, Ted. I'm yeah. Ted now. What are we feeling here?
I'm going to start this by saying I'm not a Family Guy fan, a big Family Guy fan.
Right.
Seth MacFarlane wrote and directed this movie, so I wasn't expecting that much.
Right.
I thought it was hilarious.
I literally, you saw me, I had to leave. I was about to piss myself.
Yeah.
Usually I can hold it and fine, but literally I laughed during that fight scene. And I was like, I'm in trouble. I've got to go.
I will say the storyline was that of... It couldn't have been more basic storyline.
But you got to remember what the movie's about.
Oh, yeah. That's another movie where it's just entertaining.
Right.
But hilarious.
Star? What kind of star do you want to give it on that one?
I'll give that 3.5, too.
I'm going 4.
Really? 4.
Come on. You got... Like Seth MacFarlane said on The Daily Show the other night. He said that he actually got permission from James Cameron to use his technology to do Ted.
For being a movie about a talking
bear.
Teddy bear.
Stuffed bear.
Teddy was believable.
Very believable.
Except again the fight scene where for some reason...
Come on. Maybe he's got some... Okay, he doesn't have strong fists.
I mean, you're getting punched by a teddy bear and it sounds like he's hitting you with a sledgehammer.
Yeah.
I mean, other than that, though.
So that was your biggest problem?
My problem was the introduction of the Thriller storyline when that guy came and kidnapped him and they started trying to make it seem like a thriller, like an action scene.
That was weird.
It wasn't bad per se, I got it. It just seemed to be like a total jarring kind of...
Yeah. Change. Seemed like they kind of needed to... They were thinking, where can we go? Yeah. How can we make this a little more...
Because, I mean, obviously something had to happen with that guy. He's sitting there talking about how he loves that teddy bear.
Right.
So he had to take him, but just...
And that kid, I would beat the crap out of that kid.
Our parents have a more active social life than we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know me. I love talking. I just talk to talk.
Just talk.
I don't care. Listening, I hate to listen to people talk. It bugs me because I'm feeling like that's taking up my space. I'm like Conan. I'm interviewing people, but I want to be the one talking.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah. All right.
But Conan is great. Another hero of ours.
Conan. We'll probably talk about Conan a lot.
We will talk about Conan a lot. Even though his show's...
He's not canceled.
Yeah, if he's not... His show's sliding. I watched an episode on my computer the other night when he was still on NBC, the late show. The late night?
Yeah.
Just complete opposite. It was amazing on NBC.
The best point I've heard, it was brought up by... I was listening to Comedy Bang Bang, another podcast. I was listening to an old episode when this thing, the Conan Jay Leno situation was happening. And I can't remember who said it, but he brought it up. He's like, you can tell Conan used to watch the old Tonight Show and say, I like this. I think I can do... There's some things I want to change.
Right.
You know, this is great, but why don't they do this?
Right.
You know, let's change this. And you could tell he wanted to make that show his own. He wanted to have fun.
Right.
And I think once he lost that, you know, it's not the same. You know, TBS at 11 o'clock is not the same as the Tonight Show.
But Jimmy Fallon's doing an awesome job.
It's just like Conan. In those first few years of him, or first year or two of him taking over the late night show, it was awkward. You have to grow into the audience and grow into what he's going to be as a persona.
Jimmy Fallon.
Fallon's done that.
Yeah, he's done it greatly.
Conan probably would have done that on the Tonight Show if they gave him a chance. The ratings weren't that terrible.
And no one even thinks to go to TBS.
No.
I mean, who...
I still couldn't believe it wasn't Fox.
Well, Fox is... Was it Fox or FX?
Fox.
It was Fox that was wanting to get them?
Yeah.
Well, Fox is weird. I'll just go ahead and say it. They would rather have the Cleveland Show, which is the biggest piece of garbage on TV. Or...
Great, now Seth MacFarlane is going to be pissed.
Well, I mean, Family Guy, I love Family Guy, but come on. Cleveland Show, really? Stupid.
I just... Spinoffs are weird.
They really are. Say. And I don't know what's up with Seth MacFarlane and bears. Because Cleveland Show, there's a bear.
That's right.
Family Guy, Stewie has a teddy bear. And now he made Ted. What's going on here? I think he's doing something with bears. I think something's going on here. He's going to make them take over the world. Oh, I see it. I believe it. Wow, so we've covered...
I think he just used a teddy bear because the kid's a baby. Now, I can't...
Now, what about...
Show, I can't...
Yeah, Cleveland, I don't... It could be a cow, but no, apparently not.
A cow would be not right. Breaking Bad.
Oh,
coming back July 15th.
Hands down... Aaron Paul, Bryan Cranston, amazing.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know what we can say that hasn't been said about it.
I mean, it's got everything, really, to be honest.
Oh. But now that they're ending it, I have 16 episodes left.
And yeah. Aaron Paul, when he was interviewed, he's only thing he gave away, they were only recording, what, third?
They recorded eight episodes. They finished the first eight.
Right.
They're going to take a break, and I guess the other eight are going to come out at the same time next year. So technically, it's going to be almost like two more seasons.
But he said by the time he was at the third episode, it is already a bloodbath.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course.
Like, I don't see how they can go any bigger than last year.
Because, spoilers, of course, we saw at the end of the season the Lily of the Valley, which we can all assume that Cranston, Walt, poisoned Jesse's little friend with. When do you think Jesse finds out, or do you think he ever finds out? How does he find something else like that out?
Part of me want to say he's going to find out the very first episode.
Like, unless he goes to Walt's house and, you know, he's sitting there and sees it, but even then... I don't know.
Like, I don't know where they're... I cannot guess where they're going to go.
If, like you say, that Saul did it or helped out, maybe Saul squeals.
Saul could or very well. Up. Like, season three. Good end with the gunshot. I don't see how they could have beat... I don't see how they could have beat that. Season 4 comes, Face Off.
Face Off.
The best episode ever.
Best title ever.
Too. Best title.
You're watching that and you're like, oh, that means they're going to fight. No, that means his face is falling off.
Really, it's going to get blown off.
Yeah. Oh, and the squeeze to tie at the end. Perfect.
Yeah.
Right before he falls or something.
Yep.
Well, they can't see this because it's a podcast.
Exactly. You grabbed your tie.
I grabbed a tie that I don't have on.
Exactly.
Not wearing.
I mean, unless you want to dress up for the part.
I might dress up. No. It might help the next episode. I'm
probably good. Very well good. This is Melting Butter Podcast. I think... I don't know. There's millions of podcasts out there. Millions.
And most of them are done by famous people.
But we're Haywood County's finest.
The last time we did anything in public, two people came, Heath.
We won't talk about that.
No.
We are in a band. If you couldn't tell, Goodnight Irony, that I shouted out to at the beginning. Unless I decided to cut it out, then I'm just rambling.
Then
but we are in a band. We got me, Heath, Zema.
Me.
And Adam is our lead singer.
Ben's our drummer, and his brother Jamie plays lead guitar.
Lead guitar. And I'm rhythm and you're bass.
Yeah.
And we did a show. I'd set up a show over in downtown Asheville.
Restaurant Solace.
Restaurant Solace.
That's the least we can do for them.
We can't, but yeah, their food was good. Staff, the guy that helped set it up, Max, he's phenomenal. And, you know, we've been working on it for three months, maybe?
We've done other shows that we have not advertised as much.
Yeah.
We advertised so much on this one.
Literally, our lead singer Adam paid, I don't know how many, for flyers. I drove me and him and Zema over there. Four or five times, put flyers out around downtown, put them around Haywood, and show comes. No one shows up.
Now, we've had another horrible show in the past, but this one was worse.
This one was worse, and the problem was, though, $5.
We
They were someone wanted to charge
$5.
Yeah. I was part of it. Adam was part of it. We were the ones setting it up. Yeah.
For some reason.
$5 for a no-name band. And we had a Rose for Athena playing with us, which they're great. They're out of Waynesville.
They're small, too, you know.
You just can't do that. Rose for Athena gets up. They start playing.
For no one.
No one. Literally, my family came. Two or three people out of my family came. Yeah. Adam's family came, and it was just family. That was it. There was no new people. No friends. No friends. Steven showed up. That was great of him.
We have no friends.
And this guy took his time and effort to have a staff, a bar.
They still paid for our food.
Paid for our food to eat.
Drink.
Drinks.
And I drank a lot.
I had a lot. I had six beers, and
those were probably $5-$6 each.
And no one came. So finally, while Rose is playing, I run up and just start shouting outside on downtown, free show. We're doing it for free now. It's free. Begging people to come and listen to us. We have, three homeless guys come down there.
Three guys came in. Oh, can we go inside?
Absolutely. Please. Yeah.
Just sat there and left, 10 minutes later.
Yeah.
They got a nice break.
Yeah. They listened to some of Rose, and they were actually head bobbing to some of the stuff, but they didn't get to hear us, which was whatever.
No one did, either.
But that was honestly probably one of the most excruciating things I've ever been through.
It's just...
just for me, I was the one that set it up. I promised,
You promised the guy,
Max, I promised him we'd have at least 40. He wanted at least 40 people. Promise him we can do that, and don't even bring that up. Oh my god!
Oh,
and for it to go like that, and for us to put that much work and time and effort into it,
just disheartening.
It killed it for me. I honestly wanted to break my guitar.
We did basically nothing for the Watering Hole show and had 40 people there
easily. We probably had 60, maybe 60 to 70. To be honest,
they had to start charging because so many people were coming.
Yeah,
now I know most of those were for Rose.
Yeah, most of them work for Rose. Rose got a big following.
Oh, yeah.
We got 130 friends on Facebook. I mean, we really have nothing, even though we have 6-7 songs recorded.
And they're all up and have 2 plays each.
Yep. And we don't know what to do about that.
Great, now this is just going to be depressing.
Yeah, it's getting a little sad. But that was probably one of the most worst experiences of my life. I was thinking about just leaving, to be honest.
It would have been great if you left.
I was honestly just thinking.
It would have sucked for me since you were my ride. Just to go up there and ask, okay, where is everyone? Where's Heath?
He's gone. I am gone. I wanted to leave so bad. It's horrible.
Then the stage almost killed me.
Yeah, were you putting the stage up, or did you almost fall? What was going on?
I almost fell. Well, the stage was in pieces.
Oh, it was in the center, and your foot.
And they started pulling apart. Yeah. So, and I, of course, I was in the center of the stage, and just my foot
caught in
middle of entropy.
Yeah,
just gone.
Which I didn't have any problem with the stage. I never got.
Well, you were on the edge.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I walked to the center a couple times. And,
yeah, but I was trying to move.
Yeah, but when you got a stage like that,
it would have been better just sit on the floor.
Yeah,
but I think we should have had Ben on the stage and us on the floor.
Yeah. That would have been all right. Or what we could have done just something trippy. Put one stage in the center, Ben, have Adam there, and we're in the corner. We put the other stage in the corners, and we're just people are around. Okay, first of all, there had to have been people there, so that would have been awesome. So, never mind. Yeah.
We would have had plenty of room to put the stage anywhere since no one was there.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, let's get off this. No one cares.
Yeah, so there's a shout-out for our band if you want to go check it out. Kevin Smith, I'm going to take him down. I'm telling you. Zima is...
I enjoy Kevin Smith, who works with the director, Kevin Smith.
And he's got the Smod cap spot.
He's got...
Is it Smod?
Smodcast. He's got...
Spod or Smod?
It's named after the two members of Smodcast, Smith and Mosier.
Oh, Smod. Okay, gotcha.
We could have done that with our names. C and Z. Sodcast.
Zizzy, Zizzy, Slappy, Slippy, Sloppy, Swanson, Samsonite! Ha! Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, I'm not to do it. Nice reference.
But yes, we will take them down. I want to make so much fun of them. Kevin Smith wants to be on this show.
He would take it over.
He would. He would actually, I'm saying it right now. He doesn't have the balls. to contact us about being on our show.
He's actually way too busy.
Well, it might be way too busy, but he could sit down and...
So, we got to take down Smodcast.
Yeah, take down Smodcast.
Joe Rogan's podcast, which is huge.
Joe Rogan.
You know, he announces for UFC, Fair Factor host.
Oh, really?
Yes, he's huge got a podcast. Really? Adam Carolla's got a huge podcast. Nerdist is huge.
There's so many podcasts out there.
The Airwolf Studio that does comedy Bang Bang is huge. Doug Loves Movies is huge. I'm not going to take any of them down.
We can try. We'll start with one and work our way up.
I think they're all up. And then, of course, Ricky Gervais, who sort of was the first.
Right. Do you think we'll ever have a listener?
Sure, Ben will listen once or twice.
That's not comforting. This is going to be like Goodnight Irony all over again. No one listens. No one gives a shit.
Your girlfriend will be like, I listened.
No, she won't even listen.
She's like, wow, I'm dating him.
But, it'll get better, though. When I get a few drinks in me, when he gets a few drinks in me, it'll be better. A few. We can't do, like, 101, whole fifth, like we did last night, or we'll just be slopping.
Hey, like, you, why is it moving?
I don't know.
It's moving.
It's moving.
God, we got to figure out. We're going to research it next time. I will research that and talk about it.
Research what?
The God part.
Oh, God part. I think I saw something on Yahoo about that.
I think it has to do with the Big Bang, like, theory. It's something about, like, the
show?
No. Yeah, the show.
Oh.
They're spending billions in scientific study.
I didn't know what I learned. You can see where my thought is. Like,
just like, next episode, or two, whenever, I'm going to have to talk about The Walking Dead 100. Issue 100 of Walking Dead is coming out.
No, it's not.
You got to give me a little comics talk. I'll trade you comics for NASCAR.
What is that? Is that a candle? What is this?
Candle, actually.
Okay. I didn't know what that was. I don't know. What am I rubbing my hand on?
You know what you're rubbing your hand on.
Yeah, we're also very, very, very sexual.
Wow, you made that sound good.
I did.
Like we're in your air holes.
Yeah, exactly. We're all up in there.
We're creepy is what he's really saying.
Yes.
Disturbing.
Sometimes it's crossed the line so much.
If anyone hears this, they're going to lose all respect for us.
Yep.
If they had any.
Yep.
Right in.
And we got a race Saturday night. Well, not me, but NASCAR's racing Saturday night. So.
We could do it live during this race.
That would be horrible.
Well, I mean, but we can talk about other stuff, but every once in a while you can chop in with like a, so-and-so's leading.
That would be horrible.
Odd one.
I mean, if it was a live podcast, then it might make sense. But if they're going to listen to it 4 days later, then...
Or never.
Yeah, or never, because they're not.
Oh, August is going to be a big month. It's going to be pretty much Madden football.
Oh, God.
If you hate sports...
Just turn it off. Just don't listen.
I mean, here's what you got to look forward to.
You suck if you don't like sports anyways. Sorry.
The middle of July to about the middle of August is all going to be about The Dark Knight Rises and Breaking Bad.
Mm-hmm.
Then Madden and football.
Yep.
Than Madden football.
Because we play Madden, like...
Let's just say, if Madden showed us how long you played, if at the end of our lives, if, like, when you die, it's like a stat screen from a video game, and it says Madden hours played, we're gonna regret it.
Like, that to you is the same...
I'm sure there's been 3 years, probably. Probably 2 years of our life is gone.
Like, it's just... If you could... So much time wasted.
About two games takes an hour at least.
Yeah.
And we've played seasons.
We've stayed up all night.
I think we've played a season in one night. Season 16 games.
Yeah. We don't even get online, really, to play other people. We just play each other.
Or the computer.
That's because some of those people online, even though we play so much, I don't know how they do it.
Like, I used to think I'm great at this game. No, you suck.
No, you're the worst.
You're awful.
You're horrible. And then those kids that you're beating the crap out of, and something happens. Halftime happens, and they just whoop your ass.
Typically on games, it's all 12-year-olds, of course, on shooting games.
Mm-hmm.
But on Madden, it's like a 12-year-old for first half, then he's like, here, big brother, you play.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get stomped.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what you have to look forward to from this. Movies, sports, comics sometimes. I'll talk about them and you can be annoying.
Yeah.
TV.
Depression.
Oh, there's
so much depression.
I'm going to talk about how much I'm going to want to kill myself all the time, probably.
So if you're already depressed,
food, you're going to hear about food.
Food a lot. We
too much food.
We
and yet one day at the end of our lives, we will be looking back,
crying,
and it probably won't be that long because of all the food we eat. I hope the stats say like burgers eaten.
Oh my god.
Like, I just hope that, I just hope death is a huge stat screen.
You want it to be like the end of a Madden game, have the stats. How'd you do?
Like you're at the pearly gates, he's like, before we let you in, we always give you the stats of your life.
Burgers eaten 5 million.
They're like, listen, we're thinking of not letting you in based on that alone.
No one should eat that much. Oh god.
Gluttony is a sin.
We should do that every time, end it so awkwardly.
No.
It just ended so awkwardly.
That's an app.
That is.